Are you in need of a work-life balance strategy? Like, no matter what you do, it seems like your life is all over the place. Your kids are in activities, your spouse is working, and you simply don't have time for the things that you truly desire, and it leaves you really frustrated and irritated, and you are ready to learn how to manage your time well and be productive so you can do the things that you desire as well, then this episode is just for you. I'm going to share my Hot Mess Express story and how I went on a journey to now have a clear vision on how to manage my time well and to be productive that I will share with you. So grab your favorite spot and your favorite beverage and let's dive in. Hey mama, and welcome to the Productive Stay-at-Home Mom Podcast. Do you want to find the time to organize your home? Do you desire to have discipline in your life? Do you wish you had a flexible daily routine so you can stop feeling all over the place? Are you simply trying to unwind, yet you feel guilty and unproductive? Hi, I'm Kim Sexton. I too have struggled with being organized, disciplined, and content as a stay-at-home mom. I found that my daily habits were robbing me of joy and productivity. Once I learned the power of changing your daily habits, I have never been the same. In this podcast, you will find productivity hacks, time management tips, and the key to a healthy mindset so you can get organized in all areas of your life. Let's go, my friend. Time to start changing your habits. So get out of your PJs and put up your hair. It's time to get organized and productive. Work-life balance is so critical. I remember when I just had one daughter, and during that time, I was a single mother and I was working in the operating room at the hospital. I remember our mornings being me going to her room, waking her up, bringing her in the bathroom to wash her face, brush her teeth. Once we left the bathroom, I would get her dressed and ready. Then I would get myself dressed and ready. We would head downstairs, in which I would fix her hot chocolate and I would make me some coffee. I would give her hot chocolate, I had my coffee, and we would head out the door for our day. Once we got in the car, I buckled her and we drove to her childcare facility. Once I got her inside, then I would head to work. By the time I made it upstairs to where the OR was, I was already tired. But it was time to get to work. So I would work my 8.5 hours as a surgical tech. And then once I would leave, I would pick her up. And she had gymnastics like twice a week. So it wasn't every day. But twice a week, we would head over to the college where she would do gymnastics. Then we would come home. I would prepare dinner. And then we eat, and we would basically have to start a nighttime routine. During those times, I remember my weekends being me waking up, meal planning, running errands, paying whatever bills I hadn't paid yet, and playing with her in the middle, and trying to hang out with friends here and there. There was no balance. There was no anything, really. I was just in survival mode. Like, I know I have to work. I have to take care of her. Everything else falls in between, you know. So that's basically where I was. And fast forward to now, being married with a total of 3 girls, there is still work that has to be done. I left corporate just to put on the stay-at-home mom hat, which involves not clocking out and a never-ending amount of work. And so in this season is when I realized that I have got to put a strategy together for our life to be in harmony. Harmony so that I could have time to just sit on the couch and read a book, go outside with my girls and just play, have friends over for game night, be able to go on a date day once a month with my spouse, while getting all the bills paid, running errands, meal planning, and everything in between still happening. Like, there had to be a way where I could achieve both. And that is when I went on my time management productivity journey to reclaim my time and become a better steward of it. And so that is what I'm going to be sharing with you today, how to reclaim your time and be a good steward over it. One of the first things that I had to do in this journey was figure out what are the things that I value. You know, we all value different things. Our values are not the same. I value alone time. I value going on a date with my spouse. I value at least 10 minutes of intentional time every day with each kid and just being able to sit on the couch together and talk. I value going to church together on a Sunday, even though with my husband's schedule that doesn't always happen, but that is something that I value. And I can go on and on about my values, but knowing what you value is so important. And if you have not already signed up to be on the email list, then please do that. It's support@KimberlySexton.com. I'm going to be attaching a values assessment here very soon so that you can do it. Do the little assessment to see what are the things that you value most. And also, for some reason, if I am not successful at attaching it, please join the group, The Productive Stay-at-Home Mom, and I will definitely be able to upload the PDF file in the group. So that's something I'm working on because values are so essential. It's so important to know. And another way of saying it is, what matters most to you? A way to figure this out is really just being self-aware. You know, the times where you get frustrated or you may get angry, you know, stop and pause and notice that you feel that way. And then think about why you feel that way. So why am I feeling frustrated right now? What's not happening? Why am I feeling emotionally drained right now or upset? You know, just being self-aware when we feel that way so that we can explain it to our family and be able to make the necessary changes that we need in our family life. So really knowing what you value and being self-aware, and also asking yourself, what do I need right now? So that was the first step in my journey to gaining time management skills and being productive in the areas where it mattered most to me. I value podcasting and having time to pour into the people that God has placed in my path. Like, I value being able to do that. You know, now in certain seasons, even though we value something, we may not be able to do it in that season, but it's not permanent. And that's just maturity in knowing that it's not never, but it's just not right now. And so if you are in that season, I encourage you to just be patient and to know that God will make room for your gifts, your talents, your skills, and all the things that you value. So just stay faithful. All right, so the next step in the journey was to figure out what in my schedule would I like to add or change. You know, I didn't plan my day during that time. I did not have a daily planner where I'm right now, you know, I'm working at this time, then I need to do X, Y, and Z. Once I get off of work, I did not have a planner. I just knew what needed to happen and just going from thing to thing or event to event. And I didn't factor in, you know, okay, I'm going to carve out 30 minutes to read at night or wake up early in the morning and carve out 30 minutes to read or have devotion time or prayer time or any of that stuff. Like, it was not in my planner, therefore it never happened. You know, we have to plan for the things that we want to happen. So we have to be really intentional about what we want to happen and putting it, jotting it down on a sheet of paper, on a planner that you purchase from the store, on a whiteboard. I mean, it could be whatever you desire, but just somewhere where you can see it. I love to use my dry erase board. I'll write down everything I need to do for the day on there, and I'll make little check boxes, and I like to do that. I will sit down once a week and write down in my actual planner, like doctor's appointments and everything that I need to do as well. But in the morning, sometimes it may be taking out meat for the day. And I didn't write that in my planner because I'm not thinking about what we're going to be eating, you know, that far in advance. And so my little whiteboard definitely comes in handy for the little small details that I don't want to forget, like taking out chicken for dinner, because I don't need it to be frozen and solid as a rock when I go to cook it. So finding a system, a method that works for you is also key. So the next point, how will a balanced schedule help you? If you struggle with sitting down and purposefully creating a daily schedule, planning your day, I want you to take some time and write down how you would benefit from having a schedule and how will a balanced schedule help you. So, how will you benefit and how will it help you? What will it help you with? If you struggle to do it, if you're like, I hear you, Kim, I know, but I just struggle to sit down and do it. Okay, think about how you are going to benefit and what do you want time for that you currently don't have right now. I wanted time to be able to build this podcast out. I wanted time to sit down and read in the morning, my daily devotion. And I also wanted time some days to be able to read a book that is going to encourage me and uplift me in the areas where I'm weak. So I needed that time, meaning I needed to plan for it. It's almost like vacation. When you are getting ready to go on a vacation, you are so excited. You and your family are going to go to a water park and stay the night and go visit family. You just don't wake up and start packing and then get in the car. You what? You plan. You sit down, you figure out what day we're going to go, the clothes that we're going to wear, and any other items. If you are a big planner, you may even have an itinerary like I'm currently making for my family, because we're going on vacation and it's going to be two different destinations. So I want to have an itinerary to keep us on track. But there's a lot of planning that goes into place before you head out on your vacation. So that is the same. In order to do the things that you desire, you're going to have to plan for them. I would see friends and family having a great time on vacation. I'm like, man, that's so nice. You know, they're just doing that. They're out on vacation and I'm sitting here at work. And mentally, it's like, my mind says, well, Kim, it's because they planned for it. They planned for it to happen. So you need to sit down and plan your finances out, plan your savings out, stick to it so you can plan a vacation as well. So that is my encouragement to you. Plan for what you want to happen. My next point is to have you do an assessment of your kids' activities to determine what can stay and what must go. So if you have one child or more, take an assessment of the activities that they are doing. I know sometimes when we just have one, we can feel like we need to have them in a lot of activities for social outings, and so they can get to hang out with people their age. And that's all great, but if you are feeling overwhelmed and overstimulated and like you never have time for something that you desire, then it's time to just take an assessment and see what activities do you feel that is very beneficial to your child, and then what's an activity that can possibly take a break from for a season. You know, it didn't have to be permanent necessarily, but maybe for a season, if you have another kid in something that is taking up a lot of time and you have zero breathing room, that isn't healthy. No one can keep going on that type of momentum. So if you feel like you need to catch your breath, feel at liberty to do that, because you are the driver of the ship. And if you are not physically, mentally healthy to do it, then they all will suffer. So you definitely have to prioritize taking care of you. And the last point that I want to address, something I value so much, something that I do now that helped me tremendously get productive and manage my time well, was to plan my day. And not only just write down, oh, what I need to do, I write down time slots beside it, and I like to have a little box to check it off. You know, that is how I stay on track, is making sure I plan everything that needs to happen for that day, because otherwise we can just rehearse You know how we are as women. We rehearse it over and over and over again in our head. I need to do this, this, this. I still got this, this, this left to do. And that could just be draining, mentally draining. You know, and our kids ask us something and we're like, what? Like, I just have a lot on my mind right now. You know, get it out of your head. We've got to get it out of our head and jot it down on paper. That way we will have an active plan to follow. So I hope that those strategies will help you practice improving your time management and also being productive in the areas that matters most to you. Before we go, I just want to encourage you with a couple scriptures out of Philippians. And these scriptures really help me. You know, sometimes we may run into financial challenges, or we may run into challenges with our kids or with a loved one. And I am reminded that God is our provider and He's good all the time. And these scriptures really just help me to not try to solve all of the problems, but to spend time in God's word, in prayer, giving it to God, and waiting and listening and letting Him put my mind, my spirit at ease. And I want to encourage you to do the same. So the scriptures that I will be reading is out of Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 9. And they read, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done." That was verse 6. How often do we forget to give God thanks for what we have, for what He's done, and simply pray for the things that we have need of? You know, I know my first instincts sometimes is to try to solve it. And if I can't solve it right away, then I get kind of worried and frustrated and I forget, oh, hold on, I need to pray. I need to give it to God. I need to release control over whatever that is. So easy to forget to do that. Verse 7 reads, "Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His presence will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ." Oh man, if we can just take the time to release it, to give it to God in prayer, to journal over it, to read our word, we will experience so much peace. Just the other day, I did this, and I'm telling you, the peace just washed over me, and I was just set free from worrying and complaining. Verse number 8, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, and right, and pure, and lovely, and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." This verse speaks to me to not worry about my issues, my problems, my challenges, my struggles. Yes, think about them, come up with a plan, and let it go. Start thinking about the goodness of God and all the things that I have to be grateful for. So when you are feeling like mental just drained, I challenge you to just read Psalms or Proverbs and watch and allow yourself to experience God's peace. Those are the two books of the Bible that came to me first, but I'm telling you, Ephesians is awesome. Philippians is awesome. Take some time to encourage yourself through God's word this week, and I promise you will not regret it. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you were encouraged by this episode today. Remember, if you are a mom and you need help navigating being a stay-at-home parent, then I have a workbook that is just for you called Stay-at-Home Mom Survival Toolkit, which is in the show notes. And if you have not already, please join the group called The Productive Stay-at-Home Moms, where I put encouraging devotions and productivity tips and hacks. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you back next week.
If you enjoyed today's episode,
remember to click 5 stars and leave a review.
Pleasure and thank you.
Hey, Mama. I hope you have enjoyed today's episode. Would you take 30 seconds and come share your wins in our free Facebook community? I'd love to hear from you. Also, can you please take another minute and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts? I'd be so grateful. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. All right. Time to get 30 minutes of peaceful cleaning done before my littles wake up. I'll meet you back right here every Monday and Thursday for another episode. Catch you later.